our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Reading my Bible more lately. I've been taking it wherever I go now too. So I was reading this yesterday, and I decided my worries are over. I'm going to be rich.
Really?
It says right here in the Bible. I looked it up.
Now, just a second here, Mac. What do you mean the Bible says that you're going to be rich? And by the way, since when have you taken up reading the Bible?
Well, you know, the last couple of weeks, we've been talking, and you've had to set me straight about some things that have been going on, so I thought I'd read it a little bit for myself, and I'm really glad I did.
Well, Mac, I'm really happy about your newfound interest in Scripture, but what did you find in it that makes you think you're going to be rich?
Well, the Beatitudes, Pastor. You know, the promises of blessings that Jesus gives. That's, you know, what we've been talking about. You've been reminding me about those, so.
Okay, well, which Beatitude did you have in mind, Mac?
Well, the third one. See, that's where Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
And that's what makes you think you're going to be rich?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm about as meek as they come. You know, I could sure use my promised 40 acres right about now. See, lately things haven't been so good at the store, and my mom's been sick, so I figure I deserve to get some sort of reward for being so meek. The promise of Jesus is just what I need right now.
Okay, Mac, let me see if I got this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're a humble person.
Right.
You're going through some rough times, and so now you think you're worthy because Jesus is going to give you some land.
Right, and as soon as I get that land, then I'm going to start a business, and I'm start making money hand over fist faster than you can say Martin Luther. And I won't have to be meek anymore.
Oh, boy.
Pastor, you don't sound that happy for me. I'm going to be rich.
Yay!
Well, Mac, I am happy for you, but not for the reasons that you think.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Mac, you know, I'm absolutely sure God's going to get you through the tough times that you have. In fact, God even promises in Scripture that He will work in all things for the good of those who love Him.
Okay.
So I know somehow the financial problems you're experiencing, God will get you through them. And I know this whole issue with your mom's illness, God's going to work that out for your benefit and hers somehow. I know you're going to come through this with your faith intact. But Mac, I don't think God is promising to give you real estate in this world.
Kind of ran into my parade here, Pastor. Are you sure? I mean, I even saw a pastor on TV, and he said to name it and claim it. And I think, if I understand this right, he meant that you should name it in prayer, like go to God and say, "This is what I want," and then claim it like you've already got it. So, that's what I did. And, besides, I fit Jesus' description perfectly. I'm very meek, and I could really use the land. So, I named it and claimed it, and it's guaranteed to work. And the TV preacher said it's guaranteed. I even sent him some money.
Oh, okay. Well, Mac, I really don't want to disappoint you, but let's take a closer look at that promise of Jesus.
Okay.
He says, "Blessed are the meek." Now, you remember what blessed means, right, Mac?
Sure. Makarios in Greek. You know, last week you said that there are so many different meanings to my name. Well, that TV preacher said that blessed means the same as happy. Right? Happy are the meek. And the reason we're happy is that God's going to give us some land, and we just have to name it and claim it. And as of today, I'm feeling pretty happy, just like it said, happier the meek, blessed are the meek.
Well, Mac, I'm glad you feel happy, but you know, there's a lot more to the meaning of your name, Macarius, than how you feel at any given moment. You see, last time we learned that God gives you comfort, even when you don't feel comfortable, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In other words, true comfort comes from knowing that our sins are forgiven now, and that we have the certain hope of eternal life for the future. So even though we might not be comfortable in this life, we still have comfort because we know our sins are forgiven and we have the certain hope of eternal life with Christ.
Okay, I remember talking about that last week, and that is comforting, but then what does Jesus mean when he says the meek will inherit the earth? What does it mean for me if we're not talking about getting land?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Mac. You see, the Greek word that we translate as meek, well, it means that we're lowly and we're helpless. The meek are believers who know that life in this world can be really rough. And so what do? They trust in God alone who can give us hope. Those who are meek, they don't trust in themselves or their material possessions. Instead, those who are meek put their hope entirely in the Lord.
Well, if that's true, then, you know, being meek, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
That's right.
Then it's actually a good thing, putting your trust in God. So being meek means that I trust in Him because only He can save me and give me what I need, right?
Exactly, Mac. You see, God wants us to live by faith in His promises. For example, being meek means that you can't do anything about your sins, right?
Right.
So what do? You trust in God's promise that you have forgiveness now through faith in Jesus who died for us. In the same way, being meek means that you can't rescue yourself from death either. So what do? You trust God's promise that you have hope for the future because Jesus conquered death for you. In fact, at the end of the Apostles' Creed, it says that we can look forward to the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
Okay, resurrection of the body. So, is that what Jesus means when he says the meek will inherit the earth?
Now you're getting on the right track, Mac.
Okay.
In fact, since you have your Bible there with you, why don't you read the first half of Matthew 5, verse 12. The first half of Matthew 5, verse 12.
Okay, Matthew 5, verse 12. I'm almost there. Okay, Matthew 5, verse 12. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. I lost my spot. Okay. Wait, let me read it again. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. So, are you telling me that that the earth that I'm supposed to inherit is a piece of land in heaven? I thought heaven was like up in the clouds on like another plane.
Well, some people do think of heaven as some never limbo land, but you know, Mac, when the Bible talks about heaven, it's usually speaking about the new creation that God will give us on the day that Jesus returns in power and glory. On that day, this present world, broken by sin, it's going to pass away. But after that, God says He will create a new earth for the meek. In fact, think about it, Mac. How can heaven be a non-material place when God says He's going to give us a physical resurrection? I mean, if God's going to give us physical bodies on the day that Jesus returns, then we also need to have a physical world where we're going to spend the life everlasting.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that before. You know, I always believed that we would have a physical body when we were raised from the dead in a physical body, but I also always thought heaven was just on some kind of ethereal plane too. So I really will like inherit some land, and the land that we're talking about is going to be the new creation.
Exactly, Matt.
And I'll get to live here with other meek believers. Does the Bible have anything else to say about this new earth that the meek will inherit?
Oh, it sure does, Matt. Let me see what I can do to help you here. Remember what the world was like before Adam and Eve sinned against God?
Okay, if I recall correctly, it was perfect and there was no sin and no death and no suffering. It's too bad it isn't still like that.
Oh, you're right, Mac. I wish it was like that. In fact, you know, the reason that this world has suffering and death is because of our sin against God. But Jesus has saved us from our sins by His death, and by His resurrection, He has given us the hope of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting in a new creation. In fact, in Romans chapter 8, Mac, the Apostle Paul says that this present world is in bondage to decay. But Paul says that this world will be liberated from its bondage to decay on the day when Jesus returns and resurrects our bodies. So God will give us perfect sinless bodies just like Adam and Eve had before they sinned, but He will also give us a perfect world, a very good world, just like it was before the fall.
That sounds very good. But is there anything else the Bible says about it?
Oh, well, here, let me give you just two passages that talk about this new earth. First, let me read to you from Revelation chapter 21. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" And then the other one I wanted to mention is in 2 Peter chapter 3. Let me read that. It says, "In keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness."
Well, that's actually a lot better than any piece of land that I could inherit now. I guess I need to learn to be a little bit more content with what God has already given me. And if I trust in God, He'll take care of it, right? Now and in the future. So, I guess that is what it means to be meek. So, maybe meek isn't so bad after all.
Oh, that's right, Mac. Now, don't get me wrong. God knows that we have physical needs here and now. And the fact is, He usually does provide for us very well. But Mac, even when He does allow us to go through rough times, like you're going through now, He only does this to remind us that this broken, sinful world is not our home, and that our real inheritance is in heaven. That is, the new earth that God will give us when Jesus comes again.
That's really comforting, Pastor. I guess I really am blessed, in spite of all my current problems, because through faith in Christ, I do have an inheritance that I'll never lose.
That's right, Mac. You'll never lose it. In fact, think of it this way. Even though God gives us many material blessings in this life, we're going to lose all of them eventually.
Yeah.
But in contrast, the earth that the meek will inherit will never pass away. In fact, Mac, that reminds me of some words from 1 Peter chapter 1. Could I share those with you?
Yeah.
Here they are. Peter says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Amen to that. Boy, I really have been blessed. Well, Pastor, this has been really fun, but I gotta run.
You have to run, Mac. What's the rush? What do you have to go and do?
Well, I gotta get my cable disconnected. A simple word of God is gonna make a lot more sense than TV preacher. Besides, I'm not gonna have much time for TV now that I'm spending so much more time reading my Bible and learning what God's blessings really are. And God bless you, Pastor.
God's blessings to you too, Mac. At this time, we will receive the offering, but before we do that, please